Don't blow it.
There we go.
Hey, what's
up? Already recording. I like it. Fires it right up.
It's Brock. It's Hunter. What's up? So I realized real quick, I can't hear you, but I got to, first of all, my hair's getting crazy long. I got to get it cut, man. But
I
always wear my hat kind of like, I try and straighten it because I can tell on camera that it's like kind of cockeyed usually this way. But I got
the camera. I'm always adjusting too. You know what's funny? You bring that up. You know Logan?
Yeah.
So Logan always wears his hat backwards.
Yeah.
All right. But throughout the night, that hat moves while he talks and talks trash throughout the night. Dude, I've seen his hat circle all the way around his head throughout the night. It's wild, dude. He'll have it straight. And then after, like, it'll end up over here.
Maybe telling some stories, and he's like, "Oh yeah, so get this right," and then
you know, like, you
never believe. So
he's always fiddling with it. And I think just when he talks, like his eyebrows, like move it, you know, like.
So I picked up. I usually wear my hat fairly straight, but my grandpa, my dad's dad. Oh, he's a farmer, and he always had his hat kind of cocked to which way the sun was. So if the sun was over there,
he's using his hat. What hats are made for?
He always had the hat just tilted towards the sun, and that's kind of how I always did it. But when you're on camera all the time, you realize, like, God damn it, I look stupid. I'm trying to. Then I put it on straight like this, and it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel good.
So. Yeah, now it feels cocked on your head, right? Yeah, now it
feels weird. So, anyway,
you should be used to having cocks on your head. Right?
You son of a bitch! You son of a bitch! How dare you talk to me like your mother, you bastard.
Hey.
Let's get to it. It's time for fact and opinion.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about this. I forgot. Yeah.
So you brought this up to me, actually. Hey, I got that echo going on a little bit. Turn me down a little bit on your
end. You're down pretty good.
Echo, 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 echo.
I can barely hear you now. Too loud.
You know what? It's not my fault. I got a manly voice. You got those little weak ears.
Now, you know what? Go in your settings and turn off the echo. There's an echo cancellation in your settings.
I think we would have this. Okay, where is it? Cam? Do I go to Cam and Mike?
Yeah, I think so. Advanced. Audio? Yeah.
I have echo cancellation already on. Yeah. Idiot. Victim. If you just wear headphones, for God's
sake. I guess I could wear headphones.
Yeah.
Should I do that? Actually,
yeah. Yeah. Get headphones on. Folks, this is a professional show. All right, we do this every single day. You
know, I got nice studio speakers. I want to use them, man. Hang on.
Bet you this fixes the problem.
There we go.
Check.
Now I can hear you.
Perfect. Yeah. See. And now there's no echo.
All right. Here we go.
You actually look like you're doing a radio podcast.
Shut up. You know, wear the headphones. I get it. Okay. So let's get into it. So I was on Reddit earlier and I scroll by this post and I'm like, no, there's no way.
Real quick. So everyone, if you're an animal lover or just maybe have a weak stomach, you may not want to listen to this because it's a fucked up fact.
Dude, it's terrible. It's terrible. Yeah. So I lost it on Reddit. I kept scrolling. I lost it. So I don't know if I could pull it up.
I got the Wikipedia right here.
Do you?
Wikipedia. Yeah. So what it is there was a point in the early 1900s where
group, 1916, I think it was,
a group of people hung an Asian elephant, a 5-ton Asian elephant. Mm-hmm. Okay. After the elephant murdered someone. Okay. Now, when you're saying all of this, you're like, okay, well, the elephant obviously was problematic. So
I went on a rampage and just tore the town down, basically. You know, it's
a photo of this. They literally hung this elephant by its neck from a crane.
A crane. Okay.
Now, let's really dive into this because this is fucked up, dude.
Dude, it's bad. It's bad. Once you start realizing what's going on with this situation.
The elephant's name was Mary. Again, she was a 5-ton Asian elephant who performed in the Sparks World famous show Circus. After killing a keeper on his second day at work in Kingsport, Tennessee in 1916, she was hanged in a nearby town of Irwin. Okay, so here's this elephant that was pulled from its beautiful home, okay, to perform for a bunch of mouth-breathing pieces of shit, okay, probably poked and prodded and shoved into a small little box car as she was transported around. And then they ended up hanging her by her neck.
It's craziness. I'm going to try to find this post real quick. But so basically within the story, the elephant was like escorted into the circus or whatever was going on. Right. Second day on the job, which was a homeless guy who wasn't an elephant trainer, by the way. So this is what happened. He pulled the elephant into the stage or whatever they were at. He prodded the elephant behind the ear with the prod to like get it going. Well, the elephant like it like reacted and ended up like stepping on this guy's head. Come on, where's this post at? Stepping on this guy's head. And while this happened, everybody in the audience, kill the elephant, kill the elephant. Yeah. And so they had this like town hanging where, by the way, they had to hang this elephant twice. It didn't work the first time. So they had they hung it up by a crane, dude.
Thinking about, because here's the thing. When you think about hanging, all right, which is a terrible thing anyways, and it's not like they had this elephant up on a platform and then it dropped, you know, and made it quick. No, right. They probably slowly lifted this poor fucking animal up off the ground in order to hang it. And then, like you said, twice.
Yeah, all because
this fucking new animal trainer didn't know what he was doing. It was poking and prodding this animal who should be out in the wild. Okay. We don't need to have circus elephants. All right.
All right. This is why it was relevant, why it was on Reddit. So 100 years ago, this was 2 days ago, September 13th, 1916, the city of Irwin, Tennessee, had a circus elephant hanged for murder.
So it was a history, on this, yep.
So, wow, dude. I wish I could find that poll. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Yeah. One of the comments.
Damn, what are you looking for? Because I got the Wikipedia. What are you looking for?
It was somebody explaining like exactly what happened in the situation. They like,
one recounted by on September 11th, 1916, a homeless man named Red Eldridge, who landed a job as a transient hotel clerk, was hired as an elephant keeper by the Sparks World Famous Show Circus. So again, homeless guy, no training with animals like this.
Right.
He was killed by Mary, the elephant, in Sullivan County, Tennessee, on the following evening. Although unqualified, Eldred led the elephant parade, riding atop Mary's back. Mary was the star of the show, walking at the front. There had been several accounts of his death. One recounted by W.H. Coleman, who claimed to be a witness, is that he prodded her behind the ear with a hook after she reached down to nibble on a watermelon rind.
Yeah.
She went into a rage, snatched Eldred with her trunk, threw him against a drink stand and stepped on his head, crushing it.
Wow. Which you don't mess with elephants, dude.
Dude, this whole thing should have never happened because these fucking people took these elephants, all right, from their home, okay? Right. Imagine, Hunter, if someone came in right now and took you and to a faraway
land. Put me in a show. Put me in a show.
Had some fucking guy prodding you with a metal hook.
And I snapped because what the fuck? What are you guys doing? Come on.
And then all these goddamn mouth breathers in Tennessee who are like, oh, can't wait to take kids down to see the circus. This is going to be great. You get mad at this animal who shouldn't be there anyways, who's not there for our fucking enjoyment. You start chanting, kill the elephant.
Kill the elephant. And further upon, dude, do you still have that newspaper article?
Actually, there's more with the execution. The details of the aftermath are confused in a maze of sensationalist newspaper stories and folklore. Most accounts indicate that she calmed down afterwards and did not charge the onlookers, who began chanting, kill the elephant, let's kill it. Within minutes, local blacksmith Hench Cox tried to kill Mary, firing 5 rounds with little effect. Meanwhile, the leaders of several nearby towns threatened not to allow the circus to visit if Mary was included. Wow. So the circus owner, Charlie Sparks, reluctantly decided that the only way to quickly resolve the potentially ruinous situation was to kill the wounded elephant in public. On the following day, a foggy and rainy September 13th, Mary was transported by rail to Unicoi County, Tennessee, where a crowd of over 2,500 people, including most of the town's children, assembled. The elephant was hanged by the neck from a rail car mounted between 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock in the afternoon. The first attempt resulted in a snap chain causing Mary to fall and break her hip as dozens of children fled in terror. The severely wounded elephant died during the second attempt and was buried beside the tracks.
Dude, it's just people back in the day. I mean, we rip on people back in the day because shit was different. Times were different. People were fucking ruthless. This is one of the examples where I'm like, just as a group of human beings, we are dumb. Dumb people. Yeah. Like, didn't really understand. Like, we did things because that's the way it was. And that's how everybody... It's entertainment. You know, thinking outside of the box, felt like
entertainment value to them was killing that elephant. And I mean, just reading this whole thing is so, I mean, this is a dark spot in our history for sure.
This morning when I read that story to you, we talked about it for a good 10, 15 minutes. Yeah. And we had to stop talking about it because I was getting upset.
Yeah.
It's just like, dude, how could human beings just be so ruthless?
Ruthless. Yeah. Yeah. And this, I think about this poor elephant too, you know, like that's a rough way to go. And then falling and breaking. So not only did it get shot, all right, then it got hung slowly by its neck, which then breaks. Then she breaks her hip. So now she's wounded with a broken hip and shots. And then
you retie the chain and finish the job.
I mean, dude,
what sucks too is the more the elephants are smart, dude.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
They're extremely smart. One of the smartest mammals, walking this earth. It's sad. The elephant definitely knew what was going on.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad. I'm not happy that you brought this to my attention because, you know, it's just sorry. Disheartening. And I'm super glad. You know what? I will give credit to, the Ringling Brothers or what's that one big show? They got rid of, they don't do the elephants anymore. It's all virtual reality, like 3D elephants.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Fucking jungle, leave them out on the plains where they belong.
Right.
No,
if you want to go see them, get a safari ride. Go out there, go on their element, and you know, they
and tell you what, if you act like a fucking idiot and that elephant charges, right there.
Yeah, I agree. Or just go buy David Attenborough's Earth, Planet Earth.
Yeah.
4K, dude. It's like you're right there. Trust me.
Well, anyway, so Mary the elephant, we are so sorry.
I'm sorry, God.
Jesus, and for all you goddamn mouth breathing hillbilly people that
in Tennessee,
more people than teeth over there, man. And I mean it. All right, yeah.
You should make a movie upon this, dude. I feel like there's going to be a movie with.
But instead of Mary dying, she murders everyone there. That's what I think.
Exactly.
Just heads.
How about this? The chain snaps. Her hip doesn't break and just goes on a rampage.
You just start swinging that chain around, just smashing heads.
Who gave her a chain?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Mary gets her revenge. I love it.
I love it.
All right. Well, let's get out of here after that depressing fact. Ah, and we'll see you next time for more of the Plan B After Show podcast. Brock and Hunter, WI.